Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Light the World Christian Tabernacle International Noonday Bible Study. Hallelujah. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Grace and peace be unto you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank God for another time we can come together and study the Word of God. On behalf of our co-founder, Archbishop G.W. Smith, and our senior pastor, Pastor Oswald Hartman, and Lady E, thank God for you, and especially you, being here today, those online, those in the building. We thank God for another opportunity to gather together. Hallelujah. To be in the number one more time. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm glad to be in the number one more time. Hallelujah. Glad that God woke us up this morning, started on our way. Hallelujah. Protect us as we got here. Amen. We're here, amen, to see what the Lord can tell us today. Hallelujah. We are in the book of Romans, the last chapter in the book of Romans, the 16th chapter. Amen. And so before we get started, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we will have a little song, and we're going to go ahead and find out what Paul is concluding with these folks today.
Telling me
Hallelujah.
there. He said, these guys come through fasting and praying. And we thank God for everything that we have needed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If we believe and don't doubt,
amen,
we shall receive what we believe.
Amen.
That's according to his word in Mark 11 chapter. If you take it at his word and you believe,
amen,
it's done in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And it is so.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. We're, again, trying to wrap up Romans in the 16th chapter. And I believe you got to the sixth verse that you talked about. What Paul is actually doing is this is his last, his ending to his letter. And so I was kind of shocked when he ended chapter 15. He sounded like it was better was closed. And then he begins to, I believe he begins to start thinking about his return, his coming to Rome, so much that he began to start getting another energy, start to mention the people who are going to be coming to Rome before he gets there. And he begins to get so excited that he begins to just tell them, now listen, folks coming to y'all who are people of God. They ain't no ordinary Joe. They are people who have been grounded in the Word of God, have been doing great work, and I experienced their who they are. So I'm recommending these people. I'm commending them to you. And then he starts to move on. As I began to study later on, he began to move on and started to get so happy, he started to mention the people who ain't wrong. He said, greet this one for me. And so it's just like when you have a letter that you send it to somebody, and then you want them to tell so-and-so, tell them for me. You want to tell them, hey, tell so-and-so that I'm asking about them. And so that's what Paul is doing at the latter part of this chapter. He began to tell them about the people who are in Rome, who are in the church in Rome, who he wants to make mention of. He said, hey, tell them, okay, for me. And so we begin to find that out. So I began to start to think about all these names he started calling. And some of them are some prominent people. You know, like Rufus was the son of Simon of Cyrene, the one who helped Jesus carry the cross. So there's some people he wants to make mention of. And so that's what we're gonna get into as he begins to say greet. When he say greet and salute, that means he says tell him hi. So that's what we're gonna deal with today, further down, greetings and salutations to these individuals. So, but if you have any comment on anything else, you can go ahead and comment before we move on.
It seems that, like you said, angry people that are already there establishing ministries, and it could be that some of these people in Rome and were used to the faith, new believers, and in fact, they might not have even known that these people were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, you need to still go and there and coming to stop moving. And tell God, hey, you know, I know the people at this place and this dwelling and this church.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard you over there, so I think too, like you say, people didn't get informed of those who were coming,
mm-hmm.
you know, the powerful people and some of those who were already there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think too, it's because he just didn't want it to be him.
Right.
Sometimes if you go to one person, he might have a tendency to do something. And so, you know, so you want to know, it's not just these other people that, Holy Ghost healed and performing signs healed and wonders, and some of them didn't do any as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
a lot of times when we go to the place, we don't know what's going on.
And someone may not
tell us.
There's
going to
be
time
to come
to
inform. And
we
need to know what table to eat from.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we eat at the wrong table,
mm-hmm.
of course, we're
going to
have to
eat at the table. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Paul was talking to them and listen. that the folks that may not be in the church of Rome, but they're in Rome. They got their own church. And they got their worship service at home, but they're still in the body of Christ. And so we when you know you have a great crowd of witnesses, that's really what he's trying to express to us. You guys, and in Rome, although I can't wait to get there, because you guys have a great cloud of witnesses, so it ain't depending on me coming, because you have people there who are equipped, who have done great work, who I can testify to, and so know that they are there nearby. So anytime we and Paul, again, because we see all through the book of Rome, is trying to get unity, trying to get them all together on one accord. So he's trying to let them know, man, you got people in your surrounding areas who are still a part of the body of Christ.
Yes.
So.
And you know, another thing that I love about Paul is that Paul is spreading
good news.
Yeah, he could be spreading bad news.
Right.
But he's telling them
to differently. Right.
You know, we need to show brotherly love.
Yeah. Hey, saying, hey, don't let that one come to you. Beware this one.
Right.
Which he will later on.
He will
later on warn them about, you know, saying the vices, but not putting down somebody. So he's letting them know that he got some powerful people.
Another thing, the reason I brought that out because sometimes in the church, like where I've been from, there are certain people in the church there say, don't let the Father say something. Let in the Spirit say something. Don't let Son pray something. And, you know, they look at things like that, but the reason I mentioned Paul is not ready in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we start to fight and keep it out,
right.
You know, certain ones to pray for us,
that's
when we get in trouble.
Absolutely. We definitely want to be there. Because you never know who you're going to need to pray for you. Because the person who you pray, the person who you really want to pray for you may not be there. What you going to do? You really need prayer. You're gonna get it. Right? I mean, Naaman didn't want to go to the door. Why y'all asking me to do something like that? I've got some gifts. I can give you all some gifts. I can do all kind of great stuff. You want to go in the door? So here he is, a leper. Got nerves that don't want to go in the filthy water. I'm trying to figure that out, man. You a leper, you shouldn't be around nobody. Because you unclean. And you got to tell folks you're unclean, but you don't want to go in the joint. That's an amazing thing. But, because you want to get a meal, guess what you do? He went in the joint. He didn't even go there one time. He
That's the other thing about this chapter 2 is that these recommendations and, you know, the Paul is that they know that when Paul says it,
that's why a lot of times he said, and I cursed him.
Yeah.
You know, he bear witness that Phoebe, she's a great better fact. Through my life, I experienced her being kind to me. So so he's recommending and commending these people.
Yeah.
But hey, we got some folks there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't feel like you guys are alone and worried about where I'm coming. Mm-hmm. Being just harder because I don't feel that supposed to say. And two, that also helped them not to be weary
mm-hmm.
and wait for him to come. Because
mm-hmm.
he ain't came when he wanted to come.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't came how he wanted to come.
Mm-hmm.
How he wanted to come, he didn't come. But so he wanted to make sure show them that don't be weary with them. Because in the meantime, you got this stuff to look for.
So, yeah, verse 7.
So he's saying it was saved for our
mm-hmm.
and they have some time on me. So again, he's trying to let them know. He said people ain't no novice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ain't somebody just got saved last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then they be a bishop or they be a apostle. They ain't been some people who just got saved. You some people who been in again, hello.
Prison.
These people been they went through some stuff. They ain't just no somebody throwing fly by night. These people done went through something. I've been with them. I can testify, and so I got personal experience with these people. So he's just again, and so he is honoring these people. Now, these people may have never got mentioned in the Bible. Think about it. Then we would have never probably known these folks now. Rufus, son of Samuel Berry. You wouldn't have known that. But Paul takes the time to compliment these people. They tell them, hey, Jesus, he did that thing. Tell so-and-so I say hello. Tell so-and-so I say me, but no, he's giving me background on these people who y'all got in y'all these crowds.
Mm-hmm. Also, as Paul mentioned, they had been several or two or three now, then they were being nailed together. Now, Paul was looking at to making sure they're washed and done with my business. I'm sure they were looking at Paul too,
mm-hmm.
in order for Paul to stay there. So he knew that their faith was strong,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, sometimes when we get in trouble, we are at one way, and then the church, but when we get in trouble, I think, then we just touch my life.
Yeah.
But Paul just said, he was making sure that a walk was line of life, not was just popular. You know, anyone could say, hey, I'm a believer, but it's your walk.
Yeah, and while you were saying that, I thought about Elijah. When God came down and came to the altar and all the money was there, he was so enthused and encouraged that he slew 450 in something, right?
Yeah.
And thought nothing of it. And right after that, Jezebel said, if God helped me to live, you won't be dead tomorrow. Whatever you do to them, I'm going to do to you. And all of a sudden, now this, the anointing then calmed down, right? So all he hear that stuff, he ran from the voice of the Lord. And it's 450 prophets. Because of the anointing. So sometime in the presence of the church, your faith is real big. When you get home, the stuff that's knocking on your door, what I'm going to be, right? And so we got to be careful. So Paul is saying, these folks, I know their testimony, because when I was in prison with them, they stood strong. It wasn't say, oh, Lord, give up. No, they held strong. So these are people, and they've been saved before me. People been here for a minute. They ain't just got saved. So Paul is encouraging these people that, listen, these folks know all the names. These people are pushed. They are noted. Listen to it. They are noted among the apostles. Everybody on their aim will get noticed among the apostles. But this people here are noticed. And So he is encouraging you. He says, this person is here. People, I can love in the Lord. My beloved in the Lord. So he's letting them know I'm connected with this person. So he's putting my own, he just said, the love of the Lord. He's making it that these people I'm talking about are persons. These are persons and relationships that I have.
And also, he
needs
to know that some work fellowship,
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're
and so he's telling that these people are there, and solution for me. Let them know that that I recognize this, recognize you to them, and let them know that I have to be successful in moving in the world.
So, every day, if you want to be level 16, it's 18 for you. 11, 15, 11, 16.
Go to Romeo, my 10. Break down that we of the household are lost, which are in the Lord. Salute Tatino and Tatosa, to labor in the Lord. Salute the militaries, to labor much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, soldier in the Lord, and his mother, Emma. Salute Asterosius, their son, Amos, Hartholis, Hermes, and the brothers put all with them. So, the Doris and Julius, Julius and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints put all with them. Put one another with the holy kiss, the churches of Christ to receive. So we just name more people and just a little more kids. And when you salute each other, church is going to salute too. So it's all about that, like just giving recognition on the people who work with them, and giving appreciation, and showing them how much they meant to them. And really saying that I can be super spirit for that idea. And since you are in the ministry, God sent you to me, help me carry out my mission, which is mainly a mission just that. That all these people that we got a lot of women for these men. Your Bible says that I'll say that what you like is from inspiration alone, and when you said the inspiration, I think this value that this stuff about learning in the church is going to come up in the future. And I got a feeling that as we progress, it's going to be more of an issue. Because God keeps it up. Trouble proper now with many preachers, and now we got many bishops, and other people recognize some people don't, some people follow, some people don't, some people believe, but some people don't. But there are people still just in the office, put the Bible to them, but they would choose to follow what somebody listens to, because they don't get the Bible. Back in my church, when I was brother over there, whatever the preacher did, that was that. Not with the Bible. What the pastor said, but I, well, the big thing is right here, gosh, don't do this. My good friend,
little child, my good spirit aware that you want me to love you. Mm-hmm. And I used to get so mad.
No,
mother like my mother, so we are one. Okay. No, that's right. Yeah. That's Jesus' mother. So, closing this area to seduce one another with a kiss, with a holy kiss, and the church of Christ to lead you. Now, when you're closing a letter, you know, how we can kiss everybody from? I'll kick the babies from the so yeah. So you blow a kiss to them or whatever. And so Paul is slowly with this, make sure you salute and kiss, salute everyone with a kiss, with a holy kiss.
Yeah.
and Yanni and all those, you know, so they say the Godfather, they always miss that double kick.
Yeah.
So they were counting the game. They had that was just physical. But he was counting the game. But it's just a little bit. He was showing us as a believer, you want to kiss.
And it was for that one meant to. And you have to, well, all we have to do. here. That oh, you grab the elbow. You grab the elbow.
Oh,
that way, in just in case, it wasn't, you know, that it gave you that this it was a protection, but it was also a peace. But then we had shortened it now so we go to this, you know, and this can be a hand to the peace up here. Yeah.
We need a lot of that. My earthly dreams
Long, in a horse's form, this plum tree. truth, and that's one truth. And you have to walk that and say the truth. If you want to bear much truth, you got to walk this tongue line. You got to keep going all off on these things because you have to tell them no. But it is so bad because when people run a myth or a with having the wrong thing, using the right word, but really not knowing, you know, what's behind it and what it is. And sometimes I tell people to use the wrong example or something in whatever. And what it means, I mean, it's not to the point of parents because they're not purposely trying to test or deceive you, but it does lead the person to, like you do, like we did, y'all study. Down to the end of it. So that can cause division. And like you said, other day, you said back in the day, people didn't believe it was true. It was not. And when you say it, it didn't matter how the Bible worded it, and all the people said, so, you know, so that the word says, you know, ask us to be just to study, to show what unto a workman that is not in the name, but it will learn the truth. So the truth, not right, is the Bible can call heresy.
And I think that does cause a lot of because, like you say, oh, my pastor said, and then people believe it, but the pastor said, I've seen the words, so I don't want to. I'm going to try to do something. We've got to be careful when we hear people saying that. I'm going to use the pastor for example. The pastor is going in and he's doing this and he's doing this and that. I'm going to leave and go to another church. You can have it. They got to tell you to leave.
Right.
Because you can go to the other church and they're going to come over there. We have to be careful with that because you can bring it from church to church before you know it, you can bring it out and there's no doubt. Then what? Because God does not send you to the church to learn the pastor and nobody else. Now, I may see something and I may say, Lord, I want out. And since I have been in that sense of breaking before, the Lord told me, I'm going to tell you to move.
All right.
So I have to keep that.
Mm-hmm.
He did move me, but timing is so important.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yesterday, we had a homegrown service that did that place after his mother. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, it was broken. Young lady, our young daughter, 42 years old.
Huh?
And her cousin, who lives in Memphis, and in his sermon, I almost got turned around, and in his sermon, he began to say that he met Nick Cliff. And then, he heard, and there was a 30-30, and they did the life story of this prayer. Found out he was being born again.
Yeah.
And so the person is interviewing and asking, now, before you go, I want to know. You're a man of God now, so I want to know the truth. Is that your faith? And so he said, and then he was so anxious to hear the answer, he said, oh, no, let me tell the truth. So he said, no, it's not. So he said, oh, God, forgive me. He has all the lies. He said, it's not. It's pre-arranged.
Right.
It's pre-arranged. So they practice their moves before they go out on the
ground.
So it's a performance. So it's pre-arranged. So what he said was that don't worry about when trouble comes your way. You won't win because it's pre-arranged. God already paid the price. He tied it all up into that. And so it was but at first I was trying to say, no risk on, so if he said no, it ain't safe. can't tell the truth, but how you going to make that work? Well, he was like saying, Rick said, if he was born again, he couldn't tell a lie. He said, it is not safe because they do get hit. They do land on each other. It's physically, and they do get hurt. But it's pre-arranged, meaning that he knows he's going to come with that overhand, he's going to fix it. And do this, so it's all prearranged. So he used it to say how we, our life has been prearranged because God, you know, he paid the price. It was his price. So people would use things in the gospel. So you got to be careful in how they say it, so you don't get confused. So I was amazed how he was able to wrap that all up. It was really, really, really good. Amen. We thank God we
That's